This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That's our new theme song, written and produced by Katy Perry. What do you think?
I was going to say produced by Lucian Payne. Wait, how do you say his last name?
Piani.
Lucian Piani.
It's called Beep Boop Beep. And he said he could say those words. But I don't think he should.
No, poor Lucian. Last we heard, last August, he was arrested at a Chase Bank for trying to rob it.
Oh, my. Jake Spade?
A Chase Bank. Yeah, Kate Spade's more masculine sister store.
That's what Jake I thought it Spade. Was. Jake Spade. Oh, that's fucking crazy. Oh, poor crazy.
Yeah, it was close to my birthday. That's why I remember it. It was August 19th, I think. Wow. Why do I remember the date Lucian Piani was arrested? Hold on, I'm going to look it up and see if I'm actually right.
Look it up. And as you do that, I'm just going to remind everyone that this is the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast.
Yes,
Did you know?
There is none other in this world.
I'm so thankful for that. And you're listening to Drag Her.
I got to say, it is like kind of wild that there is no other podcast recapping RuPaul's Drag Race because, like, we're in a pandemic. We're all sheltered in place, except for the people who are protesting shelter-in-place orders by wearing masks, getting together, breathing on each other, you know,
fun stuff.
Can we
get together?
Yeah, getting together.
They're so cool and awesome.
They're so wonderful.
It's so funny that all the people that do that are also wearing hazmat suits. I've seen multiple different protests where people are like, it's a hoax, and they're wearing a hazmat suit.
Well, I think they're trying to be like, I'm wearing a hazmat suit because it's stupid. I don't know if it's like to keep safe.
Well, it's let Darwinism reign and let them die. Fucking kill yourself already. But that's not even fair because they're going to kill us.
Yeah, I mean, it's as if people don't understand. I mean, truly not to like continue to talk about Corona ad nauseum, but like, It's like people don't understand that the virus spreads by asymptomatic people who show no symptoms. You're just a carrier and you give it to someone and then they die. It's right. Like, that's why we have to stay at home, because it spreads so quickly and there is no symptoms. And then you overwhelm hospitals and then you have a situation like New York. But, right. You know, it's
I like guess me. It's like me with gonorrhea. It's like I had none of the symptoms, but you better believe I passed it to everyone on the east side of Los Angeles.
Wait, really?
I was kidding, but I did have syphilis. Okay. And I had to make a lot of calls. So, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people should think about it like an STD. That you like yeah. got like herpes. Like, most of us have herpes and we don't know it. Yeah. But you spread it willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly all the day, silly.
But herpes won't kill you. Corona will kill you. Also, I learned why it's called COVID. Coronavirus! This shit is real. Listen to Cardi B. This shit is real. I learned why it's called COVID-19.
Because there's 18 before it?
No, that's the dumb way to think about it. The strain is called Corona. So that's co. Vid is viral disease. V-I-D disease. 19 is the year it started.
Oh, I had no fucking idea.
Me either. Neither did Kellyanne Conway, and she's in our government.
Yeah. But now I'm glad to say I'm just as smart as Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah, woo! But now you're smarter because I doubt she knows it yet.
No, she doesn't know it. She's sitting on her knees in the Oval Office looking like a fucking fried skeleton. I hate her.
She's disgusting. Everyone in this fucking administration. I mean, if you voted for them, good for you, because... Here's the also, okay, not to like
no,
continue talking
not good
about
for
it,
you.
But like, no, good for you. You deserve this. This administration said, not only are we not going to keep you home, we're not going to push it. We're going to let you out of your homes after 2 weeks. We're going to reopen the beaches. And also, here's $1,200. You think they care about you? $1,200 for the fucking month?
It's forever.
Oh, wait, that's it? It's not a month?
I'm pretty sure it's a one time.
That's nuts. That's wild.
Isn't that so fucking nuts?
When I worked at Lame Giant, we're like making minimum wage, truly like $7 an hour. I worked my ass off. I would work overtime. I would take people's shifts, and I made $1,200 in a month, and it was hard to live off of.
It's
and
you very want me hard.
To live off $1,200 for how long? That's crazy.
That's it's highway robbery. We are living in a broken system. It's not a good time, except for Drag Race.
Yes, Drag Race.
Also, I want to say Happy Greek Easter, Nicole. Today is Greek Easter. Happy Greek Easter.
Oh my God, Happy Greekster.
Happy Greekster to you and yours.
Are you celebrating Greek Easter?
We're just going to eat a lot of Greek food. We ordered a bunch of Greek food.
From where? What's a good Greek restaurant in
Papa-
LA?
There's a couple, there's not many, but there's a couple. One cute one is Papa Christos.
Okay.
He's a cute tiny man that's so small you can't believe it.
Those are my favorite people. A very small man who, like, loves what he does.
Yes. Oh, then you'll love him. He's truly, like, he'll make you believe that gnomes are real, because he does not look like a human as much as he looks like a gigantic troll.
I love it. And then what kind of food did you order? Spanakopitas Spanakopitas?
Yes.
Did you order gyros?
Yes. We ordered pita, hummus, tzatziki. I mean, we went nuts.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's going to be
love
a cute
it. Okay.
Time.
We should talk about Drag Race because it's been 8 whole minutes. Woo!
We also we'll say really quick that we think we're going to do some correspondence about Celeb Drag Race.
Yes.
Stay tuned for more details on that, but we'll definitely be talking about it.
Yes. I really wanted to be on it, but the stars did not align.
I know
for schedule.
You were asked, but
I was
could not
very
make it.
Sad.
Well, they'll do it again.
Okay, I hope so. Well, okay, I also have to say something. So yes. I was watching a couple Brita Filter videos.
Oh, yes.
I like Brita Filter now. I think she's a great performer. She's really great at lip syncing.
She is.
And then I was like, when I talk about the show, I have to remember that this show gives you a one-dimensional painting of yes. somebody however they want to paint them.
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean they're like that in the real world. And I was like, ah, girl, when you're talking about people, you got to keep that in mind.
I have been keeping that in the back of my mind. Obviously, we know what we saw wasn't amazing, but that's yes. what they showed us. And it does feel like this season, without being too conspiracy theory, it almost feels like a part of this season was like, guess what, New York? It's not your game. Like, it almost yeah. feels like they want to make sure that people don't, they like, no matter what, New York was not going to win this year.
Yes, that's no that way. Is what it seems, because as soon as Britta left, Jan started being like, I'm from New York, I can do this, I cried about it, but now I'm over it because I'm from New York. And I was like, huh, are they prompted to say New York? Because a lot of times in confessionals, they ask you to, they don't do it so much here, but like on Girl Code or other stuff I've done, Talking Head stuff, they make you repeat the question back before you answer the question.
Right.
So, but maybe they're prompted to be like, why do you think you're so strong? Because I'm from New York. I don't know.
Well, that's why this season feels like Hunger Games. And what I mean by that is it feels like the game makers or whatever they call them in the book is like, it's a season filled with great talent, but they don't care about the right person winning.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still like really shook by this episode.
Yeah.
And who went home. Oh, wait, can I also just say, I found someone to make me Crystal Method's red outfit from last week's challenge.
Oh, you did?
Yes, he's all the way in Russia.
Oh, wow.
I found him on Etsy.
Is his name Alton Mossy?
No, I think it's, I don't want to say his name until I get it.
Okay,
and
work.
If it's fabulous, I will shout it out to the world.
Yeah, I know that's true.
Right? Because I don't want to like give him business before like I see the product. I don't want to lead people astray.
No, he might get an Amazon jacket. I want to say Jan is, speaking of Easter, Jan has died for all of our drag race sins.
Truly. I mean, this, prophecy fulfilled that Jan goes home this episode.
Jan was crucified for her sins of being happy.
Yes, being happy. And I don't think her video was the worst.
No, she did not deserve. I mean, look, a lot of people did great. So I get why it was harder. Yes. But we all know how cool would it have been if stinky shit air went home.
It would have been very nice if that like weird blur on my television like left the episode. Like, I'd be so happy.
If ass tampon went home, think about how cool. We literally would have been able to exhale and then like maybe enjoy the season a little toxic free, but we can't fully enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because I think the weird cactus that appears in the workroom every now and again and Gigi Good are the front runners of the season, and they had a very bad episode, and
yeah.
they were not penalized for having a bad episode.
No, they weren't, because they've already decided they love them. So they were just yes. kind of given a light slap on the wrist.
It's kind of wild. And I was like, Jan has been doing great and was sent home because she had a bad episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of wild. It's like it's a different standard for every girl.
It's a different standard for every. That's what I'm saying is they don't. I truly think they're like, we have the best talent possible and we just don't care who goes home when, because I think partially because they're like, now no matter when you go home, you're part of the All-Stars machine.
Yes.
And we're going, guess what? We almost could and should send home girls early, because we're going to mine you for sweet, sweet gay oil in a couple years for All-Stars.
I mean, it is interesting because if you go home in the middle, like, I think Jan going home now is fine, I think, because anybody who goes home now, we've seen you long enough, we love you. So, like, you're right, you get plugged into the All-Stars machine. I think going home first through fourth is hard, because, like, there wasn't enough time with you.
Yes, and I think it's interesting. I think they will have fun fucking around with that, though, because they're like, whatever, like, They want the younger audience to come back, as they've said. Like, All Stars has a problem keeping the younger audience, apparently.
Really?
They've gone on record saying that, which is partially why they're moving to Showtime, because they felt that the audience for All Stars is older than
Drag Race?
Than Drag Race itself.
Wait, I wonder why.
I guess because they're in their minds, which I think is crazy. They're like, well, people won't tune in to see season 2 and 3 queens. I don't know if they care. Maybe they're simply going off of ratings. And I bet the ratings for the real season are better than All Stars.
Maybe. But like, I love All Stars.
I love All Stars so much because it's business as not usual. And you're like, I have no idea what's going to happen.
I love it. Wait, we should get into this episode.
Yeah. So, and I also want to say RuPaul doesn't care if you're a Drag Race grad student. So I think it's almost like Jan's being punished for preparing or being an honor student at Dragiversity. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's, but then her, okay. So we start this episode with Jan crying. Jan is crying.
I'm fine.
It's just, I'm really sad that Britta left, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I think you could be honest and be like, I really wanted to win that challenge.
Yes.
It's what I do. I'm devastated I didn't win. I'm proud of I'm proud Gigi won. But like, for me, I am fully devastated because I thought it was in the cards for me. I apologize for crying in front of all of you and letting my feelings get the best of me. But like, that's how I felt. I think that would have been
awesome.
You know,
it would have been awesome. And she said later in some interview, I don't remember what interview outlet it was, but in some interview outlet, she was like, yes, I wasn't telling the whole truth because I thought that telling my competitors the truth would make me seem weaker.
But your competitors absolutely knew why you were crying.
Exactly. Like Jada's clocking was so funny.
Yes, it was so funny. Also, I'm sure a producer would have told Rue, and then Rue would have mentioned her being vulnerable on the runway, and that might have broken her through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, that might have saved her from being in the bottom if she was just vulnerable.
Yeah. But she was just too composed, how do I want to put it? If it's Mean Girls, if we're thinking about Mean Girls, it's like, we love Katie. We love Lindsay Lohan's character because she just breaks down and she doesn't try to fight her way out of it. She's like, I'm a piece of shit loser. And then people respect her again.
Yes. And then she breaks up that crown and then Regina George gets hit by that school bus. I was honestly gagged when that happened. I couldn't believe it. It was really funny.
It's a gag. But Jan is playing it like Lacey Chabert's character. What's her name? She's like, I'm fine.
Yeah, I don't remember her name on it, but yeah, I agree.
But she's trying to make fetch happen. And instead of crying, she's just giving that murder, death becomes her face.
Oh, it's so funny. Also, so the mini challenge is a Fab Fit Fun box. I've advertised for them on many a podcasts.
I have too.
Decided to get into the television arena. So is this going to replace The Library is Open?
I think so, and it's heartbreaking.
I was really bummed about that.
It's bullshit. Because it was completely fine.
It was fine, but like, I think it's cool. The Library is Open is a fun place for a queen who is good at writing one-liners to shine, or a queen who can sell a bad read with charisma to shine. And it's just fun to see somebody, because it's essentially stand-up. You're alone and you don't have help. This is improv, where you say a little zinger and someone can jump on it. And it's a little easier.
But it's like competitive improv, which can... Yes. It can be bad, you know, obviously when it's this passive aggressive, and it almost feel like it doesn't, like you're saying, when you're a stand up, you're trying, you get to deliver and control the punchline, where here it felt like everyone was trying to steal each other's punchlines.
Yes. And I didn't love it, but there was like some good ones. I enjoyed Husband Von Du. I say Husband Von Du because husband's married. So Husband Von Du, said to Heidi, here's a mug to fix your mug. Hopefully it doesn't crack or whatever. I was like, that's a cute one. I like that.
That there's some good jokes in there. They really are. I mean, Gigi and Jackie made me laugh. Smegma pie.
Gigi and Jackie did do a good job. I do think they should have won because the other group was a little too timid for me.
Like, yes.
Jackie and Gigi's shady.
Yeah, she sure is.
I liked shady queen.
I liked her burns. I do not like Gigi bragging. She needs to calm down.
Oh my God. We'll get into that when we get into fucking challenge. Ooh.
And Smegma Pie did nothing. But it's like they were just kind of stealing from each other and being a passive aggressive, which can work. I thought it was okay, but yeah, I wanted a reading challenge.
I thought it was just okay. And I guess maybe it's like, because I know in some seasons queens have repeated jokes, but I think that's fine. A lot of these jokes are street jokes, and a street joke is just a joke that belongs to the universe that you use, you know?
Right.
And I think that's fine as long as you like modify it for somebody, like it's specifically for you.
This is a travesty to Paris is Burning if they replace it with this.
Right. It really bums me out. So okay.
Paris is cooling. Also, I wrote some reads. Can I read them?
Yes.
I am so starved for a read that I was like, I'm going to write some of my own and you can help me punch
for
them
me?
Up. No, for girls on the season.
Oh, for the girl. Okay.
Okay. Ready? Help me punch them up. Jackie Cox, I love how much you represent your Middle Eastern heritage. You do a great job representing your people every time you bomb the challenges. I'm Middle Eastern. It's fine.
Let's see. How would I punch that? Bomb the challenges. Oh, I would probably make it more offensive and be like, security.
I love that. Okay, I have one. I have another one. I'll read through a couple and you tell me which ones you can punch.
Okay.
Gigi, your thin silhouette is stunning. It reminds me a lot of your talent. Nothing to see.
Okay, I like that.
It's getting there.
Hold on, nothing to see. Hmm. Oh, I'm having trouble punching things up right now. Let's see.
I'll keep going and then I feel like it's too much pressure for you to punch up each one. It's crazy. Widow, I'm so sorry to hear about your husband who went missing all those years ago. You know, grief eating is a perfectly normal coping mechanism, one that seems to be really working for you.
I like that. But now with Tiger King come out, I feel like you can make a Tiger King reference and be like, Widow, your husband went missing. Some people think you fed him to a tiger. Are you the tiger?
Yeah, I like that.
Because I see him poking out of every interview, honey.
Not only is he missing, but so are you. Missing the mark.
Yeah, that's a funny tag to it.
Yeah. Okay, I have two more. Here we go. Heidi, I want to compliment you on how much your makeup has improved. What are you blending your powders with? A Vitamix? Okay, here's the puncher. You remind me a lot of Aiden Zane's favorite wig. Short, black, and unfortunately not going anywhere.
That's funny.
Kind of works.
Hold on. I'm trying to punch up the Vitamix one.
Okay,
A Vitamix would make it blended because it's a great blender. It's the best on the market.
Got it. Because... Yeah, what, like a mortar and pestle? What are you blending it with? A Ziploc bag? A shake and bake?
I'm trying to, hold on. I don't know, like a chemical, okay, so I want to use a chemical. So it's like, are you using some sort of chemical as a base because your face is corroded?
Ooh, I like that. You just say sulfuric acid.
Yeah, okay. Are you, Heidi, your makeup does look better. Are you blending with sulfuric? Oh, no, wait, you can't say it looks better because it's corroded. It's like, Heidi, your face actually is getting worse. Are you using sulfuric acid as a primer because your face is corroded?
I love that.
And I don't believe that about Heidi. I love Heidi. Heidi, I stan Heidi. I love
I
Heidi.
Love Heidi. Heidi. Okay,
Heidi
one
is
more.
One of my favorite. She's my favorite queen.
Jan, obviously, you can just say, Jan, you're desperate to win a challenge, but just like the character you're named after, you'll always be middle of the pack.
Yep. That's, I mean, honestly, perfect. Like, it is so depressing that we didn't get a library challenge, like a reading
right?
is fundamental challenge, because I want to just see everyone have a beautiful Brady Bunch joke for Jan about how she truly is Jan from the Brady Bunch.
Just like, Jan, you want to be edgier. Why don't you take some notes from the jagged edges of your kitchen sink?
My favorite read about Jan was just a meme on the internet where it's just a picture of RuPaul in the Brady Bunch movie with
yes.
Jan. And it's like the only time RuPaul cared about Jan.
Holy fucking shit. It's so true, because someone sent that to me and I was like, oh my God.
I RuPaul. Sent it to you.
Okay, thank you. I was gagged. I was gagged. Oh, poor Jan. Fucking Jan. Okay, so now they're writing. Now they're writing commercials for Droop, huh?
Oh, also the Droop logo. You better believe it's got a broccoli Dahlia sin up in there.
We don't care.
It's interesting. It's can we just what? Why? Why is it? Because why? Why are we getting Dahlia sin shoved down our throats?
I mean, personally,
I don't hate it, but I just didn't think the broccoli was iconic for us to be like continuing to see it. But I did love Dahlia. I think she's stunning.
I love her, but it is not a Vanjie moment. And they're like, they're forcing a Vanjie moment by being like, you will love this. You will love this. And it's like, no, we won't.
Who went home first last season?
Soju. And then they created the cyst thing. Remember, they wouldn't stop talking about sisters.
Oh. So is this going to be a thing that Vanjie start a thing where the first queen home we have to keep talking about?
Yes. Yep. Yep. And yep.
Honestly, Porkchop started it.
Porkchop did.
Vanjie made it trendy, but my first queen who went home was Porkchop. Bring her back to All Stars. Bring Porkchop back. Bring Tammy Brown back.
Oh my God. Just crown her. Just crown her.
Just give it to her. I love it. So yeah, they're making their own, essentially, it's not like a Fun Fab Fit box, but it's like a QVC type of commercial for one singular product.
Yes. Yes. And okay, I love Heidi so much, and I just think it was really cool that she talks about how obviously it's fucking, she's making ends meet on very little, and she made $9,000 last year.
Which is fully insane.
It's insane.
Hold on, I didn't do the math on that, but I'm going to do it now.
Okay.
So $9,000
a year. She lives in North
Carolina,
which is more affordable.
That's $750 a month. That's crazy. And she didn't say if it was $9,000 before or after taxes, net or gross.
Right. She's living below the national poverty line, and I think she's an amazing person to have this much to show for that.
I think so, too. But it does go to show you that Michelle is right. You just have to be a crafty queen.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe she called in some favors. Maybe she, like, sewed everything herself. Like, I don't know what she did, but she looks good. She looks good for not having, you know, that much money. But yeah, like, that sucks. I wonder, I guess I made like $12,000 when I was working my retail job a year, which sucks.
Yeah, I've definitely made like little, but I would have to admit though, when I was making that little, I was in college. So like I was able, and I had a scholarship plus, so it was way more livable because I was in college.
Yeah, I was in college. Well, no. When I like was working at Lame Giant through like the last semester of my college, because when my mom died, I got Social Security money. And my dad was like, that's what you're going to live on while you're in college. And it was enough to live on, but your friend loved cocaine. So she sniffed through that money.
Thank you for being a friend. Okay.
Thank you for being a friend. Ooh, start a friend.
Travel here. travel down the straw and back again.
Yes. So then
your
I was like, Daddy.
Pure.
I was like, Daddy, I need more money. And he was like, where did your money go? And I was like, I mean, I spent it on food. And I had lost maybe 50 or 60 pounds that year. And he was like, impossible.
Impossible.
He's like, no, you definitely didn't. You look fabulous. Also, how heartbreaking for your papa to go, you look fabulous. And you're like, I have a drug problem.
Your dad's like, you're snatched. Thank you. This is a cry for help.
I mean, yes. So then I had to start working at Lame Giant. And then after school, I was like, I guess I'll keep working at Lame Giant because like, I'm an unemployed actor. So yeah, I was making $1,000 a month. My rent was $500. And so I would like have to ration out $500 for 4 weeks. It was insane. And then my Metro card was like $100. So then I had like $400 left. And then I loved drinking. Yeah. So then I got credit cards and then went fully into debt. It was wild. Anywho.
I love it. Well, and it's very apropos because guess who's here from The Biggest Loser?
Girl, okay.
Bob Harper.
Real quick. The Biggest Loser is one of the worst shows in the history of television.
Destroys people's bodies.
It destroys. There's this fabulous New York Times article about how they ruin people's metabolism. And after they leave the show, there is not one person on the show who has kept the weight off. Because if you lose weight that rapidly, your body adheres to that and goes, oh, well, I have to store all the fat because you're going to burn it soon. And then if you never burn it the way you've been burning it, your body will store fat. And then you have to burn like twice as many of the calories that you're taking it. It's so fucked up. It's like they ruin these people. So we have this man, Bob Harper, who's ruining lives.
Who's dead behind the eyes. And he looks like a fucking 70-year-old Palm Springs gay with steampunk tattoos.
I'm not a fan. I think also he's like being fat. Like, okay. So I watched the show religiously. Like I loved to hate to watch it. And he would tell these fat people that they were going to drop dead of heart attacks because they were fat and their families would be alone. Guess who had a heart attack in his own gym?
Him.
Bob fucking Harper. Had a heart attack in the gym.
He looks like a fucking zombie twink from hell.
He's not for me. And then I was like, branding? All the branding he's ever done has been Biggest Loser branded Bob Harper bullshit.
Why is he directing? Why is he directing a comedy-driven challenge?
I don't know. It's depressing. But then I was thinking, I was like, who else would do it? But I was like, anybody. Whitney Cummings. Whitney Cummings has like really branded herself out. Like she's got this great podcast and shit and she's like good at posting about. Like I was just like, there's so many comedians that I think could
they
do
could,
it. Like,
they should
Kathy
have got
Griffin.
They should have gotten Drew Drogi. They should have gotten Alaska is who they should have gotten.
Oh my God. Well, yeah. Like why not have a drag queen that's really branded themselves? Like Trixie, Alaska, Kim
Bob
Chi.
Bob would have been great.
Bob would have been great. Willem would have been great. Like
so many fantastic, amazing queens. Just like, I know how to make this hit. I know how to like punch this and make you look good for the show. Not Bob fucking Harper.
Yeah, like what does he have to do with anything? I hate it.
This fucking skeleton with a dick. I'm not even convinced. I don't like him. Is that been clear to you?
I got it. You do not like him. But they march over to Heidi. Heidi says she's got some lotions. Rue goes, are you going to call it Heidi Hydrates? And Heidi goes, I never thought of it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rue was like, well, I own a percentage of your company. It was a very funny exchange. And I thought it was very smart for Heidi to take the idea.
Both the queens who took Rue's advice were rewarded promptly.
Well, Rue's only telling you what she wants to see.
Right?
That's what the walkthrough is. It's like for her to go, I think that's going to be bad. Or, ooh, I want to see that. I love your mullet, El DeBarge.
I mean, and then finally they're like, oh, yeah, I just do what dad tells me to do and we'll be fine.
Yes.
It's like when you lie. You ever lie, like when you would lie to your parents, but you know exactly how to lie to them. They're like, okay, for example, with my mom, she would be like almost mad at me. And then I'd be like, Mom, can we watch Evita together? Because you're like, you mean, or Selena. Those are her movies. She would be like, what? I'd be like, I know you're mad at me, but do you want to have some quality time together watching a movie you like to watch on a loop nonstop? And she would immediately drop whatever she was mad about.
I love that. I didn't have that luxury with my mom, or I guess I wasn't smart enough. I would lie to the last second. And then when my mother, when I was like, oh, she's going to beat me if I don't tell the truth. She'd be like, did you do this? And I'd be like, yes, I did. And then it would be a whole thing. And then I'd like write her an apology note and be like, I'm really sorry.
That's cute.
One of the best things I've ever lied about was eating donuts. I've always been the fattest person. We were at Costco. My mom was like, all right, you can go walk around if you want. And I was like, great. And then I was like, what if I eat this box of donuts? So then I like shoved donuts in my mouth, went and found my mom and my sister. My mother was like, where were you? And I was like, reading a book. And I had just like white powder all over my face. I've never seen a woman angrier.
I've done that with pizza. I've done that with pizza where like I made a whole pizza for myself at my house. And then I just took the whole pizza upstairs. And mm-hmm. then someone else in my family was like, where was the pizza? Where did the pizza go? I was like, what pizza? I didn't make a pizza. Just gaslit them.
I would always eat so much food and be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Me? No. Nobody ate all the ham, ice cream, and pound cake. That wasn't me. Okay. So husband Fondue, she's a little lost in the sauce.
I'm sorry. It's just so crazy. Bob gives terrible advice of like, be true to yourself. It's like, that's not the advice. Like,
yeah, that's also not the assignment. It's like, create a funny product.
Yes.
And then make a funny video.
He doesn't know what he's talking about. But her product was too all over the place. Okay, Jan.
Jan is very confident in a way that is foreshadowing her demise. She's just like too happy about it and doesn't seem to have any worries.
She's the Titanic of Drag Race contestants.
Yeah.
She swears she's unsinkable.
Yeah, she thinks she's unsinkable Molly Brown, but she's just Mr. Andrews.
And then Rue confronts, why are you sad? And she doesn't tell Rue the truth.
Yes, and I think I was right when I said, had she just been honest, it would have been the breakthrough moment that the show loves.
I know.
The show loves a queen telling their true feelings, and I think it might have helped her.
Call Rue your mom, hug her.
Yes.
Tell her about how you have stage fright because your uncle used to throw sardines at you when you danced, and then you can stay another week, you dumb idiot.
Imagine.
I'm totally kidding. I'm making fun of the show when I say that, obviously.
No, it's fine, but it reminds me of this tweet I tweeted a couple days ago. I was like, the pizza delivery man threw a boxless pizza at my face. So much for non-contact delivery.
I saw that.
A bunch of people thought it was real. And I was like, I would have explained it so much more. And I was like, nobody gets it. It's a joke, whatever. But that's what that reminded me of. Anyway,
Bob Harper does say, it's not RuPaul's Drag Race.
He does say that at some point.
And I'm just like, guys, we've got to give it a rest. We've already heard that from Daniel Frenzese and every other gay that was on the show.
Yeah. And also, it's said so often, and I'm like, I really would love someone to go, this isn't RuPaul's best friend race, LaShawn Beyond, and just give her her credit.
Oh my God. Copyright registered TM, yes. LaShawn Beyond.
LaShawn Beyond, post-apocalyptic.
Ooh, Pakalaki. Oh,
where is LaShawn Beyond? Bring her back.
She's an amazing seamstress and designer. She creates a lot of garments.
Oh, yes, she does gowns now. Also, bring back Dita Ritz. Let's see if her wigs ever got hydrated. I love Dita Ritz. Her legs are stunning.
Her wig took a trip to Atlantis, and they are fully moist.
I love her. So we go with Jackie Cox, it's Joanne Merkins.
And she is representing the Middle East by doing an homage to a blonde white lady named Barbara Eden.
But Barbara Eden, she said, spoke Fosse. Is it a wig she's wearing? I just said Fosse like she speaks Bob Fosse. Farsi.
Click, click, click. Do you want to have fun?
Fun.
Yeah, I know. Barbara Eden played a genie and she spoke Farsi on I Dream of Genie. I just wanted to poke fun at it. But once again, a mannequin, a blonde gay mannequin named Bob Harper gives useless advice.
Yeah.
And then they say Jaka Khan is coming.
And everyone gets so excited, but they don't realize that they are getting a hologram of Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan did not know where she was. Chaka Khan didn't know why there was women with deep voices on the stage.
Chaka Khan, RuPaul should have said, Chaka Khan is coming and she's already smoking salvia in a trailer out back.
Like, I think she was so high out of her mind. She didn't know where she was. Her eyes were closed. Truly, I love Chaka Khan.
Production had to keep sweeping her up into a little like dirt pan to put her back in her seat. Because she was melted.
It was funny.
Very funny. It really got me.
I loved it. Also, another thing I loved was during the filming of their like little commercials, the furniture was brought to you by Objects. I think the furniture company was just called Objects. And I laughed really hard. I was like, you can't be more on the nose unless you called it furniture.
I did notice that. I noticed how goofy all that shit is. And I think we should talk more about it, but not before we take a what?
A break! Please go back to the Interior Illusions Lounge while the judges and I take a break.
And when you come back, we're going to ask you which break deserves to go home and why. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Bring back my break.
Wow, the break is back. All the breaks threw shade at each other. Yes. And now we get to talk more about the drag queens.
Yes. And So Bob Harper's thrown out weird advice willy-nilly.
They only have 20 minutes. Can we talk about that gag?
That I didn't realize. 20 minutes is a incredibly short amount of time. So yeah, like you had to go in with a fucking plan, because 20 minutes to shoot anything is like, that's insane. Like I take so much more time when I do like self tapes and stuff like that.
Yes.
Like, that's so short.
You have to be so rehearsed. That is so quick.
Bob only gave good advice to Heidi.
When
he said, "You are making me laugh in between takes. I need you to bring that silliness and get looser when we're rolling." And I was like, I get that. Sometimes you clamp up because you're like, I need to get the job done. That's the only good piece of advice that man gave.
I think they brought him because the producers were like, we need a marionette who will do exactly what we say and will get in, will judge every single person's performance, even when they're doing good. And he did. Like,
yeah, like he was like, crystal method. I don't know what this method is.
Right.
And then he like didn't understand I Dream a Genie references when Jackie just wanted the product to appear.
Yes.
He was like, what? And I was like, oh, what? Why don't you understand? Are you a dumb?
Yeah.
Are you a dumb? Is that what's that? You a dumb?
Excuse me, you sliver of gay nothing. Are you dumb too? I also thought it was annoying because like, and then you could tell they were delaying whoever was going to bring that product over. Like I could feel the producers holding whoever back to make it seem more awkward.
Yeah, it was really strange. And it was funny the way they shot crystals. It seemed so discombobulated, but I was like, even though it seemed, I understood what she was doing.
Yeah, of course.
It was like, it's a mullet made in science. And then her hammering.
Oh, my God.
I guess we'll get into it. I guess we could, let's jump to the runway, yeah?
Yeah. Wait. I want to see if I want to say anything else about getting ready for the runway.
Okay.
Jan is still talking about Britta. Oh, God. Betsy said it was kind of like when, it's too specific. Do you know who Patsy Ramsey is?
No, who's that?
She's the mother of dead JonBenet Ramsey.
Oh, no. Dead JonBenet Ramsey.
Anyway, it kind of felt like when you're like talking about your alibi too much, it just incriminates you further. And then they do impersonations of each other. You're right. That's it. Nothing else happened.
Yeah, nothing. Nobody talked about anybody dying. Nobody came out.
Right. No one talked about their gunkle.
Yeah, it's rather boring.
Yeah.
I often think that like when my best friend who lives in Portland, her kid grows up, she's going to be like, my mom's best friend used to come visit. And she was this big, loud black lady who influenced my life somehow. I'm like, will she be on a reality show one time and talk about me? Okay, let's talk about. So the run. Rue looks stunning.
She looks unbelievable. I couldn't believe. They didn't do a joke of RuPaul's best frond race. Hello.
Wait,
come on,
frond.
Pun. Yeah, because I thought the things on her dress looked like fronds. Maybe they aren't.
Oh, I get it.
Palm fronds. Anyway, she looks black and gold. Versace meets Balenciaga gaggery. It's amazing.
It's so beautiful. And her makeup. And then the hair. I love the hair. I mean,
oh my God.
I think she just looks stunning. So then this runway is, it's just called like Black Wedding?
Yes, Black Wedding is the theme.
And
what do you think?
Black clothing doesn't necessarily pop on screen.
Yes, so, I thought the same thing.
So like a lot of times the close-ups would reveal more embellishments on these gowns. And I was like, oh man, this must have been stunning to see in person. But I thought it was like a pretty, not run of the mill, but like, I don't know.
Yeah, like they are, like you said, they are gorgeous, but it wasn't always easily seen because, like you said, the camera can flatten black as opposed to showing all the dimension that must have been there in person.
And then I was like, it is hard to like deviate from Black Wedding. I thought Crystal Method did a really nice job. Also that weird carrot that walked down the runway, I thought did a really nice job.
Yeah, that was a shame that that rotted vegetable had an amazing look.
Yeah.
Like, so, that was unbelievable.
Okay, let's go through them. So, first up, we have... Also, wait, Chaka Khan. Rue said, tell me something good. And she said, lots of money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. And I, that's when I was like, Chaka Khan has no idea where she is.
Well, that's when I was like, the spirit of Anna Nicole Smith has jumped into Chaka's body and taken over. And she literally said, "Where's some money?" She literally invoked Anna.
It was really funny. Also, Chaka Khan doesn't age. She looks phenomenal.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, she, her hair is stunning and her skin and face is a beautiful thing.
Okay, so Jackie Cox comes in a very Jackie Cox-looking dress that I thought was rather boring.
I did not think this was very good. No, it gave me, to represent her heritage, it gave me Arabic auntie at the wedding who has never been kissed. Like, it kind of, I did not love it. It kind of, yeah, it wasn't good. It was like, Jackie, you can do better than this.
Yeah,
like,
it just didn't gag me. It didn't, she didn't step out of her Jackie zone. Mm-hmm. But like, that being said, it is a pretty dress, but she didn't turn the corner and I wasn't like, oh, Jackie. I was just like, okay, Jackie, cool. This will keep you safe another week.
The cut of the dress, it also makes her look like shorter, kind of.
It did. Yeah, it does like cut her off and it didn't really do anything for her body.
No.
Yeah, honestly, it also looked a little off the rack.
Yes, like the details are not good. The trim on the veil is Hobby Lobby. And the wig, I think, should have been a different color because, come on, girl, like, give me a pop of something.
Everybody, this is almost like the four kimonos challenge.
Yes.
So everyone had black lipstick. Everyone did, like, similar makeup. And I was like, I thought Crystal was smart. I liked Widow Von Du's red lip. Okay. So Jan, I love this.
Stunning. Like, arguably the best look on the runway.
It's so beautiful. And then the giant feathers near her face is very much what Jackie was trying to do during the Frozen challenge, I feel.
Yes.
But this is pulled off in a better way.
And, like, her bouquet smoking, and then she ate the ring. I mean, and then the funny joke on the back of the dress. Come on.
Yes, I don't... I thought it... I like the lips. Oh, she has a red lip, too. It's a deep, deep red. But
her makeup's never looked better.
Her makeup looks really beautiful. She looks stunning. Oh, I'm a liar. There's a lot more red lips than I thought
No, it's just very, it almost felt like she was nodding to the Red Wedding, which from Game of Thrones, that's another way. There's more ways they could have interpreted Black Wedding that I think could have been fun.
Yes. Yeah. Black Wedding. Crystal was a dead bride. You could have been like witnessed a murder bride.
Here's a stupid pitch. What if a queen of color came out giving you a big Tyler Perry style character a la a Black Wedding?
I mean, I think you would have to like be so sickening to not have to explain that.
Right. Like,
but if you came out looking like Madea, they would go, oh, girl, what?
And trust me, I'm not going to be the non-Black person who tells a Black person how to represent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that was an option on the table, especially for Jada, who Jada needs to show us something different other than stunningly beautiful.
Yes. I think maybe the only way you could do it is... like
be Big Mama from Big Mama's Wedding.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know. It's just
I don't
a
know
pitch.
Either.
I
Anywho,
don't know.
So Jada looks beautiful. Jada's wearing like one of the prettiest gowns I've seen. And it's simple. It's a simple, just beautifully cut gown. And also the train that's attached to her hair is really pretty.
Yeah.
Her jewelry's great. I mean, her paint is great.
She looks unbelievable, but I do think this was a week for her to give us something different.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen a different interpretation.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see, have you seen Ready or Not?
Yes.
Like, that's honestly what I probably would have done. Like a just like bride who's been through a battle and yes. like just like a ripped dress, like just like covered in blood Ooh. And like splatter and stuff. Like, imagine if Jada did that, but like glam.
Right. Well, oh, I love that. Even Jackie, talking about her heritage, she could have played an old Persian bride who just fought off like the Spartan warriors.
Yeah, I think that would have been fun. But that being said, Jada, she's beautiful.
I also think I just like pitching on this now. Like, if someone came out like almost like as like Alien, you know how like Alien itself is black? What if someone did Alien, like Alien the monster from Alien, but in a fucking wedding dress?
I've never seen Alien, but that seems like a very God. Nina Bonina Brown.
You're right. You're right. With Nina where the Bonina. Head's made.
Osama bin Laden Brown. Laden
Brown, banana fonana, and the head's made out of paper, and you're like, okay, I guess.
We get it. So then Gigi rounds the corner, and it is as if no one has ever seen a tutu before.
You fucking bitch. I love
it. Incredible. We've never seen this silhouette before. It's revolutionary. We've never seen blonde hair before. We've never seen gloves before. We've never seen a satin bodice before. We've never seen Christian Louboutin red bottoms. Like, it's like really incredible that like that this like to wear a tutu on the runway. That's crazy. This is not a ballet recital. This is not ballerina school.
But Nicole, she's thin, okay? And that is what beauty is, okay?
She looks stunning. Like, it's just the gasp. I was like, okay, come on. But yeah, she looks really pretty.
She looks like the cartoon Cool World. Have you seen Cool World?
No, of course not. What's
okay,
cool
never
world?
Mind. It's this weird old cartoon where Brad Pitt played a man who fell in love with a cartoon. Very Jessica Rabbit-y. But anyway, she looks amazing.
Yeah.
But I understand. I think your criticisms are quite fair.
I mean, she knows how to paint. Her hair is perfection. Her body is perfection. She really looks beautiful. Also, those heels looked very much like, it was a high heel with no platform. And those to me look very hard to walk in.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, she looked great, but I think it's fair just to be like, she gets extra points for her body. And that's the fact. That is the fact.
Sorry. And then we
have a dirty 2x4 slides down the runway.
Mine is like a sea slug, just like walking slowly in a stunning dress. My God, this must have been even prettier in person because we don't get to see all the dimensions and shit.
This is so good.
It's so interesting that she doesn't get red for such a heavy contour.
I know.
I feel like other, like a queen in particular, India Farah, would get a lot of flack for such a heavy paint.
Absolutely.
And I was like, she paints like India. So like, why doesn't, I don't know.
Has changed.
I think I just figured it out. It's just a taste level thing.
Yeah.
It's like when you're judging thing, it's truly just, it's subjective and it's taste.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. That's so funny that I just got that now, but I've known that about comedy for forever.
Yeah.
Like if someone doesn't like me, I'm like, whatever, it's subjective. Yeah. Someone else will. But I was like, these judges are wrong. And I'm like, no, it's just subjective. I feel liberated.
I feel free. But yeah, you know what? Wherever this Nat got their costumes, good God. And I love the nod to horror. This is a good example of going somewhere different with it. I can't believe no one was straight up holding a bloodied husband's head and dragging an axe. That would have been fucking cool.
Right. That would have been cool.
Anyway.
Then we have Heidi in closet. My girl looks so pretty.
She does. She looks stunning. I think the silhouette's good. I think the makeup can be better.
Yes, the makeup can be better. I didn't love, I don't love her highlight. I think if she's not using banana powder, she's going over it, I think, with too white of a translucent powder. I'm not sure. Because when I do my, like if I'm doing drag makeup, I'll go in on banana powder and let it sit for a very long time, go in again and then do white translucent powder on top to set it. But like there's a happy medium. And then if it's too white, I have to go in with this Ben Nye, I think it's Honey Spice, and then another one that's like top. Whatever. We don't have to get into it. But like,
No.
I think she could warm up her highlight a little bit.
Speaking of metallic brides, she looks like Jocelyn Fox's bride from the wedding makeover episode.
No. I mean, if she was using a highlight, like a highlighter, like a sparkly highlighter, yes, we're verging into that territory.
I think I'm about to throw up. I don't want people questioning my masculinity. Oh boy. I mean, no, you're right. I love your advice. I think your advice on makeup is so correct. And you know more about makeup than me.
Barely. I
want to know.
I just know how to do my face in a draggy way. And then I'm having trouble doing natural makeup because I haven't done makeup in a while. Mm-hmm. Cause I've just, what am I doing? Like makeup to live, like to sit in my living room. Oh, also right. I drove for the first time in like 3 weeks yesterday and I forgot how cars work. at one point I was steering and I was like, oh boy. so
if who you did see you a run over?
Honestly, not sure. But if you see a big black woman in a little black car, walk the other way because it's me and I'm coming to kill.
She's a black mamba.
Truly.
Oh, my God. So then
Husband Von Due.
Husband.
I love this. I love it. I think yes. It's really stunning. My roommate's boyfriend, who loves the show and watches it with me, who dubbed Husband Von Due Husband Von Due, he didn't like it. And I loved it. I loved the eyes. I thought that was fun.
I think it's good, but I think some of it's lost because it's black. It's just so...
And I think maybe like her train could go. That's my only critique, but I thought it was really stunning.
I also wonder if some pops of a different stone could set the whole thing off. Like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Like, that would have been fun to have like rainbow stoning. As opposed to silver stoning.
Or maybe some red touches to complement the other shit. I don't know. But I thought it was great. Yeah,
I liked it. And then we have Crystal Method, which is like corpse bride.
Amazing.
She just, you know, came right out of the coffin. I love it. I thought it was really fun.
She looks so good. She looks like that fucking Hocus Pocus character. And I can't remember their name.
Billy.
Yes.
Billy right, something. That's his name? Billy?
Yes, Billy...
Porter. Billy...
Billy Porter. Billy Porter, for sure. Billy D. Williams. Billy.
Yeah, Billy D. Williams.
Yeah, that's it.
I think it's Billy. Hold on, I'm going to look it up.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Because I fucking love Hocus Pocus.
Me tour.
Billy Butcherson.
Oh, thank you. She looks like that. She looks stunning.
Yeah, she looks good.
I think she should have won this week. But what I mean, I love Heidi, but I think Crystal won it. What do you think?
Well, let's talk about their commercials. So
work. Jackie's Merkins.
Jackie's Merkins was fine.
Completely workable. Completely fine.
I didn't love it. I didn't hate it. I thought it was truly fine. Although I will say, so she did an homage to I Dream a Genie. And I was like, so why isn't the whole commercial take place in the 60s?
Right.
Why isn't it like a period piece? Like you could have asked for a filter to be put over it. Like just make it a whole concept if it's I Dream a Genie.
There could have been some jokes too about how, you know, about the 60s, even like talking about free love.
Yeah. Why
talking
not?
The price could have been funny. I know it's expensive, but it's going to cost you gulp. $10.99, you know, just anything. But Chaka Khan was sure was funny when she was like, okay, she said, I liked it. What was the commercial about?
Yep, because Chaka Khan didn't know where she was.
No.
I loved it. It was so funny.
She said, that's the best stuff I learned all year. And I quote.
I love Chaka Khan.
Me too.
I
want her pills. Okay, Jan.
Jan's okay. Jan had a lot of energy. Jan So I get what she was trying to do, and it was too much, just like her product was trying to do too much. So she's like, what is it? It's Jantasy spray?
Sure, Jan. Yeah,
oh,
the spray.
Oh, Sure Jan. So Sure Jan makes you sing, makes you dance, makes you what? Sickening.
It weirdly reminded me of Katya's crisis control. Do you remember Katya's spray from All-Stars? In All-Stars 2, she did, like, during the drag tank, whatever it's called. She did her spray that was just, like, crisis control. It was, like, a spray.
Oh, yeah.
And it just felt a little similar to me. And I don't know why it just didn't, like you said, it was just every choice as opposed to maybe a singular joke.
Yeah, like, I think it would have been fun to, like, maybe she just chose singing or dancing. Right. Dancing's a little bit more active. So, like, maybe it's, like, one spritz makes you do the stanky leg. One spritz makes you do the worm. Another spritz makes you fucking fully death drop and boots the house down and... like she's like flying or falling through different, you know, floors in a house or something.
I like that.
I think you could
I like singing is funny to me too, because then you can reference the show. You can go from this, I lost all hope today.
Yes.
To an actual gagging because she can sing, I lost all hope today.
Yes. And then
you can jump in a car.
At the end, she could have said, Sure Jan will not help you win a rusical.
That's funny. See, and that's funny. Okay.
Right?
Wouldn't
that be gaggy if she did that?
Yeah, like with a huge disclaimer.
Yeah.
Sure, Jan will not help you win a maxi challenge, mini challenge, or a rusical.
I wish Jan had done that.
Fuck. And then Chaka Khan's note, which was very helpful, was it was a little woo woo woo.
There you go.
Very helpful.
I get it. I get what she means.
You speak Chaka for sure.
And then we had Jada. So
yes.
Jada, I love that she introduced herself as a terrible actress from Gay's Anatomy. It was really funny. It's fun to reference like things you did wrong, you know, or not things that you did wrong, your struggles on the show, because we are in on the joke.
Yeah.
And then she had a legitimate product, a tucking panty.
Jokes. I knew where the jokes were, bitch. I saw the jokes.
Yes, the jokes were there. I loved that it was like somebody has to take the webbing from spiders. Like, that was fun.
There was a spider joke, too.
Yeah. And
it was great.
I think Jada could just take it a little further, and it'd be really fun to watch. She's really funny.
Yeah. If she gave two or three stupid comedy choices, like beware of tucking too hard, and gave us a cross eye, I mean, Rue loves that shit. You know what I mean?
Yes, it would be very fun. And then Chaka Khan, all she said was, you're funny. You could be a comedian. And I was like, Chaka Khan, a video does not make a joke teller, but okay.
Okay, Chaka. Yeah, I mean, she doesn't know what she doesn't know what year it is.
No, I love it. So we are at Gigi Good, and gotta say, Gigi did not do good.
More like Gigi bad.
Gigi mediocre. It was, but also in Gigi's defense, I'm not. You know me. I'm not a Gigi stan. I'm not looking to make excuses for her, but Bob Harper led her in a terrible direction.
Yes.
He kept telling her, so the product is called Goodnight Bitch, and he kept telling her to say it in a weird way where she wasn't emphasizing bitch.
He's or was not saying, funny.
No,
why is he
or like
there?
Saying bitch sleepy? And I was like, wait, what? And then she was like bragging about all her challenge wins. And I was like,
boo.
Oh, that does not come off as gracious. That does not come off
and
as
there
confident.
There could have been 100 more jokes. Like there could have been like it's tested on small energetic children and it puts them to sleep. There could have been a testimony of how it puts someone to sleep.
Yeah.
And
like,
and the pattern was off, like they said.
Yeah, it was really interesting.
Like it's always like da 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 joke. pine, yes, lemon, horse tranquilizer.
Oh, that was so funny. When I was watching it, I was like, she put the joke in the middle. And I was, yeah, like, I was like, anybody directing comedy would go, your joke, your button, you gotta, you like, you land on a joke and then you move on. Mm-hmm. Like the last, mm-hmm, the rhythm of a joke is like, you want the last thing you say to be funny. Like I've spent, yeah, years trying to find a button to jokes, you know, so it doesn't just hang. It's so wild. Like it was, I don't think this was fully Gigi's fault. I think, no, if she had a director that was helpful, it would have been better.
I mean, we don't know what sort of work is going back there, but I would not be surprised if they led her in that direction. And as we know, as viewers, they want us to be surprised. So they're like, okay, she won a shit ton. We got to, yes, make her trip a bunch now or else it won't be fun to watch.
I guess, but it was really, really fucking weird. Like Bob, I think, I really think Bob fucked her over. I also think, yeah, Bob fucked over Widow. He didn't help Widow enough. He kept being like, just be more you. And I'm like, that's not the challenge.
He's basically a tall gay worm with no comedy skills and he's proven to be willing to destroy people's lives for less. So I don't know why you would trust him.
Yeah. And then, okay, then we have
a shard of glass.
Yeah. On my TV, it's just a big tomato.
Yeah. Now mine is a big fat bag of shit. Oh, how weird.
But, wow. Their commercial was really awful.
It was terrible.
It was really bad.
Mm-hmm. It reminded me of Mimi I'm Firsts when they did a challenge which was questionably called Totally Leotarded. When Mimi I'm First kind of did like a weird squawky like,
oh yeah, that was literally
exercise.
Insane.
Yeah, that was insane.
It was, the voice was truly out of this world. It was,
I'll
very
tell you what you need to do. First off, assault a man, which, by the way, that was Mimi's. That was her joke, is that you assault a man and you force him to do stuff to you.
Oh, so the big tomato said, if I'm the second incarnation of Mimi, I'm First, I better do it more and harder.
Better.
Then we have Heidi.
Heidi
is so funny to me. Her whistling through her teeth gagged me. Her crying into, like, it's made of drag queen tears. And she just, like, cried into, that was funny. This was just, it was funny. And it shows that she is so charismatic that even without, like, she made a lot of things sound like jokes that weren't necessarily jokes. She's, yes, great. Like, the whistling through teeth, like, you made a non-joke a joke.
She made a lot of fun choices. There were a number of jokes. The emotion was there. Uh-huh. Like emotional connection is always going to make your comedic idea funnier, which is maybe also, yes, why we hated Gigi's idea. It's like emotional detachment is always less funny, mm-hmm, or usually less funny. And Heidi.
Also, it's hard to make sleep funny. Also, I love that Heidi was bald headed at one point because that was a side effect. Yes. It was really funny. She, yes, really thought out the whole thing.
And she got a good note for once. She got the good note. And yes. Shaka Khan is asleep and foaming at the mouth. Betsy and I were randomly talking. We were like, oh, can they please do a season? Okay, they have to do this. I hope if anyone is listening, they should do a season of Drag Race where the whole thing is bring nothing. You may bring a makeup and only makeup, or maybe not even that. Bring nothing. And then we'll see who can really fucking turn it out with just, we'll give you everything, but you cannot bring anything with you. Cause I feel like I want that sort of justice for a queen like Heidi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that A levels the playing field, but then it doesn't at the same time. Cause there's like crafty queens who can make things. But then there's queens who are just really great who don't do anything themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tough. Also, okay, so Widow Von Du has one of the saddest commercials I've ever seen.
Aww.
Also, the chair she sits on, I own that chair. It's from Anthropology.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And I was like,
they
how
make
dare
chairs?
You? The my whole house is furnished through Anthropology.
Really?
I shouldn't say my whole house because I've got a lot of other random shit in here, but like I love Anthropology. Also, I'm thinking about getting a pink couch for my living room, but it might be too much.
I mean, no, it's not. Life is fun.
Right? Life is fun.
Life is fun. Do fun stuff. Who cares? Furnish your Animal Crossing house however you want, honey.
I haven't been on Animal Crossing in a minute.
Yeah.
I think it's because I was like, things aren't happening fast enough. I want tools. Right. I want a nicer house.
Right. It's kind of like frustrating because you have to play a little bit over a long period of time. You have to just keep plugging in day by day. Yeah.
But somebody from my island came to visit you?
No, one of my neighbors was talking about you and I don't want to say your island name, but they just,
why?
It was very,
you can say it.
I can. Okay. they were just said, your friend who came the other day was so nice. I bet all the people on her island of juicy puss are really nice.
They were like, I couldn't write pussy, but then puss was okay.
I love that. Juicy Puss.
Juicy Puss Island. That's my Animal Crossing Island.
That's our island.
So okay. Widow's sad commercial, which she was selling just like venom. She was literally selling venom.
This was an example of how like there was just no focus and no joke. So it was like, wait, so it's mace and setting spray? Because if it is also setting spray that hurts you, you should show yourself being hurt when you spray yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Yeah, it should have been like you can. But then also it cleaned your kitchen.
Right. I mean, the heightening is off because mace should be the last one because it's so crazy.
Yeah. It was interesting. And then she had a big smile at the end. Like she thought she did a good job, which was weird.
I know. I wonder, just be like, who cares about the words? Literally scream. Like when she kept being tripped up about the words, it's like, that's the last thing that's going to matter.
Yeah. That was tough for me. I was upset because I do like Husband Von Du. I think she's great. I think she's a sickening queen. And it was a bad week for her. It's a tough week.
Yeah. True.
And then, okay, so then we get to Crystal Method. My God, this made me laugh so hard.
Yes, this was great.
It was like a sketch. It was really well done. It was really well written. All the visual elements helped all the words that she had written. And then, you know, Rue kept saying, do something with that El DeBarge hair. And she finally gave in and was like, sure, I have this mullet. And then it was set in the 80s.
Yes,
it was very 80s. So I was like, this is what Jackie Cox could have done with the 60s.
Yeah, there was testimony jokes. There was raccoon squirrel. There was the science table joke, which was fucking hilarious.
So funny.
A table to do science on. Come on.
And like she didn't introduce the mullet until a little bit in, but you knew what she was talking about right off the bat. Like it was really well done. And I honestly think this should have been a double win.
Oh, I love that. Yes, it should have been a double win because we're getting deeper in the competition. Let's agitate and also help shore up the numbers of winners for the love of God.
Because honestly, I do not think Crystal was better than Heidi. And I don't think Heidi was better than Crystal. For me, it was two very different. One was like really goofy and one was just like really funny. And goofy and funny, I'm still laughing. It's just different types of laughter. I thought their runways are both stunning. They both are winners.
It should have been a double win because also at this point, we need all the help we can get to throw off the strange topsy-turviness of Gigi having three wins. We we need more horses in the race.
Yeah,
I agree. And then they have to say who should go home.
And everyone says Husband Von Du.
Damn. Widow sort of says Jan, but...
Yeah.
Wait, that moment when Widow's like, when Heidi's stammering, and then Widow's like, say it.
Oh, that killed me. Yeah. It sucked. And then we find out that Jan and Widow are in the bottom two.
Yeah. Damn.
And I honestly think it should have been the tomato
and imagine
the tomato and widow.
Imagine if rotted lettuce got sent home by that amazing lip sync from Widow.
Right? Or honestly, to shake up things, I would have said Jan has been consistently safe.
Yeah.
She's still kind of safe. It wasn't abysmal.
No.
Let's put Gigi and that tomato in the bottom.
Yes. Yes.
Like, wouldn't that be sickening? That would get people like gagged. It would gag them the same way that a lot of people were gagged that she won the Rusical.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It might have grounded her a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously. But like, I could also see people then saying that's too perfect of production.
Oh, yeah. That she's been in the top, fell one time and is in the bottom.
Yeah. But I do agree that plastic bag, man, imagine the party we would have had if not only we had that amazing lip sync, but plastic bag went home.
Yeah, and it would have been nice to know that she's not top four. Because
and then we could have exhaled in relief for once this season.
Yes, 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 yes. Widow turns it out. Widow really does a great job. And I gotta say, Jan was, again, just doing too much. I think she did 3 cartwheels.
Yes, but I feel for Jan because I think she did the best she could do knowing how well Widow was going to channel Shaka. She was like, I can't beat Widow at that game because she's so good at that. I have to maybe come at it from a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to the people who said it should have been a double Shantae?
No. Who said that?
Some people online have been saying that.
I mean, I like Jan. Actually, I go in and out of liking Jan. I can't say I'm a Jan stan. I go in and out. It's the way the wind blows is how I feel about Jan. On the show, I think she's a very talented queen. I love Jan's jukebox. But I didn't think it's so fun. She's so great. She's so talented. She did the Sia Dancing on My Own. It's incredible. But
you mean, yes, Robin, but yes.
Oh my God.
I just, once again, we don't need any listeners coming for us. She knows it's Robin.
I can't believe it. Okay. Oh my God. I should go walk in traffic, but there is no traffic. So I guess I have to just live with this embarrassment. Also, someone tweeted at me today, Nicole Byer realizing that the theme was Frozen after watching the full episode. I mean, people sometimes will tweet at me and be like, are you acting? And I'm like, no. I just truly sometimes things just don't compute. Like I was watching an Animal Planet thing in Africa and I looked at the TV and I said, ooh, are those lions going to kill the deer? And then my friend's boyfriend looked at me and was like, antelope? And I was like, oh, that's right. There are no deers in Africa. And then another thing came on the screen. And then I was like, y'all want to hear what I think this is? They were like, yep. And I was like, a moose. But I know there's no mooses in Africa. And he was like, a wildebeest. And I was like, oh. I just, like, so I it's incredible the things I don't clock.
Yeah, no, I've been there. I've been 100% there. I remember someone yelled at me when I said giraffes are from the jungle. And then they were like, you fucking stupid idiot. And I was like, I know I'm stupid, but I don't know what we call the place giraffes are from. Like the prairie?
The safari? And I'm wrong. Me saying the safari? I guess it's like the plains of Africa?
Yes, I guess the plains. But, you know,
it's tough. And then during this documentary, we were way off topic. There was this little mouse thing that ate scorpions. And after it ate the scorpion, it threw its head back and just went, and I've never laughed harder.
Was it a capybara?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It was this incredible little mouse that just screamed into the night to mark its territory. Okay, so I do not think it should have been a double Shantae. I don't think Jan embodied the song enough. I thought she was... It kind of looked like a little kid being like, look at me, I'm dancing, please look at me, I'm dancing, I'm gonna cartwheel again.
Yeah, I do think she did well. I really do. But I just think, I mean, especially once we, which I'm not going to talk too much about Untucked, because the only thing that really happens is Chaka Khan melts into the back. And she's like, I like this couch.
Yes. And, she made me walk somewhere and I just want to sit.
And then she holds Widow's hand. And I think in that moment, Jan knew she was coffin buried and dead. You know what I mean? Like that, you know.
Also, Jan's reveal. I feel like Queen should really practice their reveals, because when it takes you a minute to step out of your gown, I feel like that's like points against you.
Yeah. It's too bad that like, yeah, I mean, obviously I like what she had to give dancing wise, but yeah, I guess you get some marks off.
Like in the edit, we are on Widow for a very long time before Jan finally undoes her hair and gets out of the dress, and she's just in a smaller dress. And yeah, she struggles for so long, and then she like dances like her life is dependent on it. And
yeah,
it's a little too much. And I think Widow just really embodied the song.
Yeah, I think Widow just slayed it and gave us the first memorable lip sync, maybe since the first week of the whole season.
I mean, yeah, I think Widow is she's a beast. She is an incredible lip syncer, I think.
Yeah, she really is. And it'll be fun to see her. It's going to be fun to see the drama next week when she's like, guess who's back in the house? Heels click clacking about. It's me, who you all said was the worst.
Yeah, I think that's going to be interesting. I'm excited.
I am too. Next week's going to be really fun too, because we have a very special guest joining us next week.
Yes.
We have fucking Rachel Bloom joining us next week.
Which
what
is
a gag.
Be so fun. She's a new mommy. I want her to show us her baby on the Zoom.
Oh, I hope she shows us her baby and her
I'm also like bummed
pregnant
at, like,
jumblies.
I can't see my friend's kids. Like one of my friends had a baby who I think is almost, she's like 1.5, and I've only met her like once. And then I was like, the end of February slows down for me. Or no, I was like, March slows down for me. So like, we got to make a date. And then we went into lockdown and I can never meet her child.
And now it's just too late, my friend. It's crazy, but that's going to be a gag to look forward to. We're also gagged for Celeb Drag Race. Stay tuned, because we're going to decide
next week?
Yes, it starts next week, and that means Untucked will be pushed back even further, which probably means the rest of the Untucked footage is even worse than it currently has been. And Untucked needs to go back to the way it was between seasons 2 and 6 immediately. I'm sick of this.
I think so. Also, because I liked when the girls would be super split up. Like, they did that once, but I loved having the safe girls speculate about the unsafe girls.
It's easy. I'll do it for free. I'll produce for free. You get half the girls in one room and you say, talk about how great the other girls are. You get half the girls in the other room. You say, talk about what you hate about them. Then you send the good girls into the room where they're talking shit. That's it. And you do like, you just keep doing that over and over again. It's so easy.
Wait, I have a question. Do you think they're going to bring Jan back in a later episode?
I do wonder if we're going to get a comeback challenge this year. I don't know. I mean, there sure have been a lot of great. They'll either make an appearance like last year, or they'll fully say you can come back. I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder. I want to know.
I want to know, too. But don't actually tell me because I don't read the Reddits. I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, I don't want speculations and stuff.
Nor.
I only want facts.
Facts are facts, America. Nicole doesn't want facts. Do you hear her? Do you hear me? I want to do some quick little reviews, because we've had some amazing people leave us reviews on the Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening wherever you listen.
Yes, Spotify. Thank you.
Oh, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you pod, that's where you can find us. We had one review from Maynard, and it just says, if these two produced the show, it would be better. very funny. Someone wrote, OMG, how has no one done Nicole on Snatch Game? Someone has to do it.
Honestly, I would literally die.
Yes. Yes. Then we thank you for that amazing review. Wait, okay. We have one from CoverGirl that says, I love this podcast. I'm so thrilled whenever there's a new episode. Thank you. Someone says, step on my neck, 5 stars.
Step on my neck.
I don't know what that means. I guess that's like positive attack. This podcast made me such a big fan of Nicole and Mono. Every word out of Nicole's mouth makes me laugh, and I listen to her podcast religiously.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's such a gag. Someone says 5 stars. Listen, just like Beyonce said in Dreamgirls, listen.
That's funny.
And then we had another one from another great listener and fan. I believe it's Aileen O'Mara. She said, it's not Aileen. I can't find your review because you know how weird the Apple Podcasts like algorithm is. And sometimes it just buries a review, even though it's current. But we love you, Aileen. Aileen. She was like, it's not Aileen. It's Aileen. Thank you for listening. We gag and we love what y'all say. So follow us on the Instagram and podcast and Twitter, Drag Her Podcast.
Yes.
What else should we plug, Nicole?
I've got new episodes of Nailed It for you on Netflix. I have other podcasts. I do a lot of podcasts. Can't leave my house. We got Why Won't You Date Me? Best Friends with Sashir Zameda. Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus. We're watching Star Wars.
That's right.
And then 90 Day Bay. It's on Patreon with Marcy Jarrow, where we're watching 90 Day Fiance, baby.
Fuck yes. I mean, this is a great time to be a pod head, and you gotta listen to those. You can find, I have one other one on Patreon with Betsy Sodaro called We Love Trash. It is so fun. We're doing a 420 episode that comes out today. If you're listening to this on Monday, it's out right now.
Oh.
And a bunch of other stupid stuff because we're celebrating a year of episodes. So
yay!
Follow me at Mono Agapian. Follow Nicole at Nicole Byer.
Yeah.
And listen next week for goss on Drag Race and Celeb Drag Race. Ooh.
I'm excited. All right.
Ooh, I kind of like a smell.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.